In Arab East Jerusalem, Mohammed Abu Ghadan operates this parking lot owned by his family for 70 years. He is looking forward to President Obama's visit, but like many people here, he says he does not expect a breakthrough in the stalled peace talks.
In my opinion, this is just a waste of time. It's not for the benefit of the Palestinian cause. It's for the benefit of our cousins, the Jews.
Mr. Obama is to meet with political leaders in Israel and the occupied West Bank. But photographer Mahfouz Abu Turk says Palestinians believe the U.S. government has favored Israel so much that it can no longer be a mediator.
I don't think Obama's visit will do anything for the Palestinian people, because until now he has shown that he doesn't have the political will to make dramatic changes in the region. We are not on Obama's agenda, at least right now.
Palestinians are asking if a U.S.-backed two-state solution is possible, with a Palestinian state and Israel coexisting peacefully. Mahdi Abdul Hadi heads a Palestinian research group in East Jerusalem.
If you can answer this question, Mr. Obama, of course you are very much needed here. Of course your influence is very important. And of course, let's look for a practical steps to reach that goal. If not, let's be creative enough to think differently.
A kilometer away in Jewish West Jerusalem, Israelis express the same despair. Homemaker Jacqueline Dueck.
I don't think there will be a big change because this region is so complicated and so full of problems that it can't be changed.
Tensions over Iran's nuclear program, the political upheavals in Arab countries, and Syria's civil war will figure in the trip, says Israeli analyst Danny Rubenstein. But Mr. Obama's three-day focus on Israel and the Palestinian territories shows he wants to be involved in the peace process.
My hope is that he will talk with us and with the Palestinians how to renew the peace process, and not only to renew, we don't need the peace process for the process, we need it to solve the problem.
Daniel Madmon agrees. He recently finished his mandatory service in the Israeli army.
Obama, I think, will find Israel is much more prepared to peace than he thinks.
His message to the U.S. President, bring us peace. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Jerusalem.